Skills Practice C. Exercise 7, page 54. Speaker 1.
Over the last few years, I've had a problem with my body image and, along with pressure from friends and in the media, I fell into some bad eating habits which ended up with me developing bulimia. I didn't recognize that this was the problem at first until I became seriously ill and had to be admitted to a special unit to help me get better and deal with my problems and start to learn all about how to accept myself and eat healthily again. I'm much better now, and although I realize it will be a long road to recovery, I am on the right track. I feel very lucky that I had a supportive family who got me the help I needed.
Speaker 2.
I've always been quite a nervous person, but when I started university far away from home, I really started to have problems. I felt anxious all the time about assignments and deadlines, and things really got on top of me to the point where I started to have panic attacks. Fortunately, the university was able to help, and I've been seeing a counselor for the last 6 months who has really helped me a lot. She has taught me several exercises which can help me feel less stressed and a lot better.
Speaker 3. I've just got no energy lately. I went to the doctor, who prescribed me some vitamin supplements. And I try to have a consistent sleep routine, but neither one seems to be helping. I'm going to have some blood tests next week to find out if there is an underlying health problem. To be honest, I hope there is something, because then I can take the medicine for whatever it is and start to feel better. Unless something changes, I think I will end up being depressed, because I simply have no energy to enjoy life at all at the moment. Speaker 4.
I suffer from acne, and I can tell you that it has serious psychological effects. It started last year, and I completely lost my self-confidence. On top of that, there were some boys at school who teased me, saying I didn't wash my face and I would never get a friend. My doctor had me do some blood tests, and it turned out that I needed to take some supplements to give me the vitamins and minerals I was lacking. It got a lot better after that. It will completely clear up eventually, but at the moment I'm still struggling with my self-confidence because of it.
Speaker 5.
I just can't sleep at night. I lie there trying to sleep for hours, and then I eventually get up and do something to try and tire myself out. Nothing works, and I get up in the morning either having not slept at all or just having slept for a couple of hours. It's affecting my schoolwork and my relationships. I'm so bad-tempered all the time, and I can't concentrate on anything. I really want to sleep, and I'm tired, but I just can't fall asleep. Looking at the clock doesn't help, and makes me feel guilty that I am not asleep yet.